And now Riley Burns is going to come, and she's going to read the scripture that's for the message. Right here. You can read it right off there, yeah.
Chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
Ah. Good job. Good job. Okay. So the disciples rebuke parents for bringing their children to Jesus. Now, how's that for irony? How's that for terrible things? We should all bring our children to Jesus. He's pretty safe to bring them to. The God of love decided to become as close to people as possible. And so how does God do that? God became human and was born a baby, a toddler, a child, teen years. I wonder what those were like for Jesus. Teen years, and then adulthood. They rebuke the parents because they think Jesus has more important things to do, that he is going to be distracted, that children are noisy, that children are messy, that children need to be pushed aside. But this is what Jesus says. The kingdom of God belongs to children. Jesus says this, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these the kingdom of God belongs." Now, the kingdom of God is when God gets what God wants. That's my favorite definition of the kingdom, when God gets what God wants. And so God wants lots of good things for us. And God wants to bring that to us. And somehow, being like a child is a key to receiving what God wants. And so, what is it about children? And here's the thing. We as adults need to lose our self-importance in favor of God-importance. Lose our self-importance. When we think we're greater than someone else, we get into trouble. When we think we don't have time for children because I'm doing more important things, that's a key that pride has entered our lives. The kingdom of God, we're to receive the kingdom like children. Now, one of the greatest gifts I was given is when I was 11 years old, my mother came to me and she said, "I'm going to have another baby. And I told her she was too old to have a baby. My mother was 29 years old at the time. But I'd lived 11 years without anything else coming along except my brother, 3 years my junior, so I thought of my mother as being quite old. She assured me she was not too old. And so into the world came my sister, Amy, when I was 12 years old, and 2 years later followed my sister, Kelly, who happens to be present here. And Kelly and Amy taught me something great. So here I am entering my teen years, and these two girls, they invited me to play with them. In fact, they were quite persuasive about it. They would not take no for an answer. They loved on me. They did whatever they could do to get me to play with them, and I learned to play with children. We played dress up. That's my least favorite game. We played Uno. We played Candyland. We took quilts and made tents in the house. We played hide and seek. We played, I was the monster, and I would chase them. They wrestled me, and one time I was their referee while they mud wrestled. I looked for a picture of it, but I couldn't find it last night. They taught me to play. And you know, when you play with children, you lose your self-importance. You are in the moment. You're not in the future. You're not in the past. You're in the present. And you're delighting in creation. Delighting in the marvel that children are. And so now I got grandchildren and I have World of Love children. And we get to play together. And sometimes I can wind them up. Maybe too much. But to play, here's what I believe. I think God wants this world to be a bit more playful. What do you think? There'd be less ultimatums. There'd be less arguments. There'd be less foolishness. I'm at my best when I'm playful. When I get too serious, that's when I get in trouble. God wants us to be playful. God needs us to be playful because God is playful. Now, what does Jesus do? The disciples rebuke the parents, say, "Get these kids out of here." And what's Jesus do? He embraces the children. He picks them up and embraces them. And here's what children do for us. A child can recognize love. True love, they can recognize it so quickly. And also, a child trusts love. And that's what we need to do, to open ourselves to receiving all that God wants for us. Let's lose our self-importance. Let's be a bit more playful. Let's be open to love and trust love. And then we'll cherish the children. All the children of the world. Let's pray. God, sometimes it's hard to raise children, but help us not to lose our playfulness. Help us to be taught by our children. We thank you that you love us and you embrace us. In Christ's name, amen.